Shinyan Ches Sif Yad Zayin. The Mechaber says that you can't put cold water in a place where it might get hot near a source of heat if it's as such that it might get hot enough to even reach the point of Yad Tzeledes Bo. Even if your intention is just to warm up a little bit that shouldn't be ice cold, if it's a chashash they might forget, it'll end up hitting Yad Tzeledes Bo. The Chazal said, made the Kondra Bonan, it's also to put it there because you might forget it there and leave it there until it gets cooked. The Mishnah points out that if this cold food or this cold liquid was already cooked, then the halacha might be different, because a davar yavish, once it was cooked, there's no b'shach habishal, and even davar lach, the mechaber taka holds that once it goes below yatz ledes bo, there is an issue of b'shach habishal. But we said for the Ramah previously in Sif Tazvav, and this is how Ashkenazim is haranoig, that unless it was nistan legamri, unless it cooled off completely, there's no problem with b'shach habishal. So if this is something that was never previously cooked, then for sure it's also to put in the place where it might yatz ledes bo, you might forget to take it away, yatz ledes bo, and it come out the b'shal. If, however, it's something that's previously cooked, so only if it's something where there's an issue of bishach habishal, like if it's a davar lach, liquid that was a stainless garment, cool off completely, then you have to be careful where you put it, because of this concern. But if something that's not a bishach habishal, like a davar yavish or a davar lach that did not cool off completely, then we don't have this chashash, we don't have this concern. Now, if where you're putting it, it's as such that it's not going to get so hot there, and it cannot adapt to lettuce body, then it's mutter to put it there. Even if you might forget to take it away, so how hot will it get? As long as it's not going to adapt to lettuce body, it's not going to come to the abishal. Therefore, even if it's something that was never previously cooked, you could put it there. As long as no issue of a sin chathchila, you're not putting it in place as a problem of the sin chathchila, like we've had previously. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber discusses a pot or a pan of food that you took it off the fire, and now you want to take a ladle or a spoon and take food out of it. So the Mechaber says that if it's not fully cooked, you cannot take out with a spoon from it. You can pour out, but you cannot take out with a spoon. And the reason is because when someone's a magus in a kader, or someone mixes food that's in a pot, that's a form of bishul. It helps it cook better. And that's a form of bishul. That's a form of cooking that can really be a mlocha, the rice of bishul. And because of that, Chazal said it's also to take out with a spoon even, which might only be Drabonin, the Shaar Tzion talks about, Balkaponim, because it's similar to mixing, so Chazal said taking out the spoon, or Tzal Bekaf, is Nichla on the Isra of Magus, Isra of mixing. So if this food is not in the Smashko Tzarcha, it's not fully cooked yet, even if it's not Gabi Eish anymore, as long as it's still in the Klerishin, there's Isra Dereis of being Magus, of mixing it, because it helps to reach the point of the Smashko Tzarcha, even once it's off the fire, and you cannot take Chazal, not leave taking out with it from a spoon, because it's too close to Magus. Now, what if it's a spashko tzarcha? What if it's already fully cooked? So then the Mechaber says that it's mutter to get out with it from a spoon. Now that's going to be a question now. What if it's agabi or? The Mechaber discussed when it's not agabi or, it's not agabi, it took off the fire. So then, if it's not fully cooked, you cannot take out with a spoon. If it is fully cooked, you could take out with a spoon. What if it's agabi or? So then, you could, if it's a spashko tzarcha, but it's agabi or, can you take out with a spoon or not? So Mishnah Berurah brings machlokes, it's mashma b'seis, that's mutter. But Eli Rabba says that it's us. This is a machlokes. The Chaznish, we know, has a position about this. The Chaznish holds that it's mutter. The Chaznish does not like our blechs and does not feel that taking, let's say, a child off the crock pot and putting it back down, our blechs is an okay form of chazara. He holds the blech is not good, you cannot do chazara. But he holds, if it's a spashu gotzarcha, even still sitting in the crock pot, agabe eish, so to speak, just take it out with a spoon, that's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah brings machlokes, it seems to be not lachmer, shemachmer, out of this, or Moshe goes the way in the tshuva as well. Now the Mechaber says that, well, if it's a wool that's in a pot, even if it's already fully got dyed, you've been tzaveh in the pot from before Shabbos, even if it's already fully dyed, it'll still be aser to magus, it'll still be aser to mix it, because tzaveh is constant, because you always have to constantly mix it, make sure it doesn't get burnt, and it always could get dyed a little better. So tzaveh that you always have, even if it's already fully cooked, even if it's already fully dyed, so to speak. The Mechaber says, Rav Chila, you should be careful with the kedera, even not for tzaveh, even not with dye, even with food, that if it's agabi eish, you should always be careful. Agabe Eish says you should be careful, even though it's Tzal B'Kaf. Mishnah Berurah says, "Iman is Bashko Tzarchay." Even Shleig Agabe Eish, not on top of the fire, you should be careful not to Yemaitzu with the Kaf. Mishnah Berurah says the Achrayim say that we're not Noti Machmer on this. Rather, Iker is like we said before that with the Bavushko Tzarchay, there's no issue anymore. Bavushko Tzarchay, Tzal B'Kaf is Mutter, and even Hagos is Mutter, as long as not Agabe Eish. So once the machmer about gossip actually mixing, but the mitzvah be kaf, when it's bashu kotorcha, it's nagab eish, that we're for sure not makbilan. And that's takaloch l'maisa we do. Once you take the pot off the blech, or the chalent out of the crack pot, it's out of the base, now it's no longer gab eish, and it's bashu kotorcha, it's already fully cooked. We don't just pour out, we take out with a spoon, we take out with a ladle, and we're not makbilan that, and that's fine.